Parker, tell me what the Energy Star Combined Heat and Power Award is.
This is an award we've been giving out here for about 10 years, and it recognizes combined heat and power systems, which, as you know, reduce pollution through superior energy efficiency. It reduces, it recognizes systems with superior levels of performance.
You've been giving them out for 10 years. Do you do it every year?
Yes, pretty much.
And do you recognize a particular number, or is it just whoever you become aware of who qualifies for this?
Yeah, probably it's closer to the latter. It's not a competitive award. It's an award where systems have to meet certain technical criteria. And so systems, you know, these criteria are publicly available. So systems that meet these criteria tend to be aware of it, and then they'll submit applications to us. And if our engineering analysis determines that they do, in fact, meet the criteria, they get the award.
So it's a pretty objective analysis. This is not subjective where there's a panel of jurors or anything like that.
No, it's absolutely objective, and it's relative to an absolute standard. It's not competitive among systems.
So your winners this year are Fort Bragg, the Army's base in North Carolina, and the Marine Corps' Air Ground Combat Center in 29 Palms, California. What is particularly noteworthy about what they did to earn the award this year?
Well, what they did to win the award was, again, to demonstrate superior efficiency and have these systems operating in place for a minimum of 12 months, which we require, and to have operated the system over 5,000 hours, and again, to demonstrate that they meet an absolute standard of efficiency. Beyond what they did to qualify for the award, I mean, I think some of the interesting things about these systems are that in both cases, they are part of efforts at the bases, which is part of a larger Department of Defense effort to improve the reliability of the electric supply to the bases. In particular, the Marine base is a live firearms training base for soldiers before they are deployed overseas, and so to have a constant reliable power supply is very, very important to them, and the combined heat and power system gives them that. In addition, they have the interesting position of being at the end of the electric power distribution system, and because they're in the high desert, their grid-supplied power tends to they lose it quite frequently because of lightning strikes or other issues having to do with their geographical location at the end and being at the end of the grid.
Anything about Fort Bragg stand out about what they've done?
Well, Fort Bragg is an extremely large base, and I think the critical thing there is that they had some aging infrastructure in place that they needed to replace, and so they took a look at their differing options, and they realized that instead of replacing the conventional boilers that they had, that they could put in these combined heat and power systems and, you know, eliminate the need to replace the boilers and also create an independent electric supply that can supply a lot of the base's electric power needs.
Now, the notes I have from the EPA website says CHP, combined heat and power technology, produces both electricity and steam and hot water from a single heat source using fuels such as natural gas, biomass, or wasted energy. What trend are you seeing in not just DOD installations, but other government operations across the country in trying to shift to some of these alternative fuel sources?
Well, as you may know, and as your listeners may know, there are a number of federal initiatives that require, you know, executive orders and other initiatives that require agencies to reduce their emissions of greenhouse gases and also to improve their energy efficiency. And there is also a Department of Energy program using energy services performance contracts, which makes it simpler for federal agencies to acquire and install these systems. So a number of systems are being installed, again, under these DOE umbrella arrangements now.